News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You're listening to Our Take. Thanks for tuning in to this Wednesday edition of the show. I am your host today. My name is Andrew Green. Glad to be with you. This is the program where we have longer conversations about things you may have heard about recently on WSJM News. If it's shown up in our news coverage, it'll show up on Our Take, but we have more time to discuss the issue at hand. We have longer conversations with the folks who are in the know or making things happen here in Michigan's Great Southwest. Coming up on today's program, we have multiple guests. First, we'll talk with Robert Boyce. He is the chief deputy at the Berrien County Sheriff's Department. He'll talk with us about what the Sheriff's Department is willing to do in order to help the city of St. Joseph install some life rings on the North Pier. We've heard about this recently. Last city commission meeting, the Coast Guard asked for life rings on the North Pier. And of course, there are life rings installed on the South Pier. That one is managed by the county, that program. The Sheriff's Department runs it. They've offered to help out with the city to do the same thing on the North Pier. We'll chat with Robert Boyce, chief deputy, about that on today's program. We'll also learn about what Lake Michigan College has got going on this week. They're offering some financial aid information to students and or prospective students. We'll find out about their financial aid night coming up this week. And also on today's program, we'll chat with AAA about what you need to do to ensure that you're safe out on the road when there's flooding going on. We've got, my email's been blowing up the last couple of days, just endless warnings from the National Weather Service about flood warnings, flood watches, just floods all over the place. And we'll find out from AAA what you need to do to make sure that you're safe when you're driving around in these conditions. And if you'd like to weigh in on something we discussed, just send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E at wsjm.com. Right now, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with the Berrien County Sheriff's Department about life rings on the pier. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Stick around, and we will be right back. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You're listening to Our Take. Thanks for tuning in to this Wednesday edition of the program. It's everyone's favorite day of the week. Wednesday. Anyway, you may have noticed there's been plenty of rain and even some flooding around Southwest Michigan this week. And one place here in our neck of the woods is Matawan over in Van Buren County. They're now using sandbags to try to protect homes in Matawan right now. The Matawan Creek, which runs right through the center of town, it's overflowing, it's threatening homes. Fire Chief Taryn McLean tells us they've been using sandbags to try to protect some of those homes. In fact, they have a whole lot of sandbags.
2,000, and they're right along the main street.
So that flooding concerns, those concerns exist all over southern lower Michigan. At least in Matawan, they're being proactive. Part of the town threatened by the creek there, the water overflowing the banks of the Matawan Creek. And the fire chief, Tara McLean, told us a little more about some of the homes being threatened.
A couple residents live right along the river there, and we've had, with the recent rains, the water's risen up over the banks, and it's kind of going in into their houses, so we just sandbagged around.
So that can be a problem when you have a creek running through the middle of town. The fire chief tells us this isn't the first time it's happened.
We've had to do it about 6 or 8 months ago, and before that, it's probably been about 20 years.
And so that's the situation in Matawan. And driving in today, I was a little surprised to see the roads in better shape today than they were yesterday, unless you count the potholes. Later on, we'll check in with AAA to talk about what everyone needs to keep in mind when it's been flooding like this when they're driving around. But that's the situation in Matawan right now. Indeed, drive carefully and keep a close eye on what the floodwaters are doing near your home this week. Right now, I thought we'd welcome our first guest of the show. It's Berrien County Sheriff's Department Chief Deputy Robert Boyce. I chatted with him recently about what the Sheriff's Department might be willing to do to help the city of St. Joe if it wants to put life rings in on the North Pier. At the most recent City Commission meeting, the Coast Guard requested the City Commission consider adding life rings. Now, that comes with some concerns. They'd be responsible for maintaining them for liability. The Sheriff's Department has offered to help. I talked with Robert Boyce about that. Let's hear what he had to tell me. Okay, Chief Deputy, so the Sheriff's Department's offering to form a partnership with the city if these life rings end up happening on the North Pier. Tell us a bit about how this partnership might work.
The Sheriff's Department's willing to help out by providing manpower and doing daily checks on the North Pier to ensure that the life rings are still intact and ready to be deployed by anyone that may need them.
Okay, but this isn't just something the Sheriff's Department would just do for the city, though, right? They'd have their side of the arrangement as well.
That's correct. We'd have to partner up with the city. The city would have to agree to install the life rings, pay for the installation, and any upkeep on them. We would mainly provide manpower to assist with daily checks.
Okay, so the rings at the South Pier, they were installed in 2014?
That's correct.
And have you found them to be useful?
You know, there's been, when we first installed them, four documents of them being utilized. In the last few years, we have not received any data on them being used. However, I would suspect they have been used and just not reported.
Hmm.
And you know, a lot of times the individuals that are doing the pier jumping, if they do need to assist their buddies or their friends, their family members, and they use them to save their friends or family members, they're not going to report it because they're afraid they might be in trouble for jumping off the pier.
And maintenance, what sort of maintenance issues do you have to deal with?
The major problem we have is the ropes will occasionally get frayed by being beat on by the hot sun, the high winds, the waves crashing over the pier. So it's just a daily check of making sure that they're in good repair, and if they appear to be damaged in any way, replace them.
So what kind of manpower does it require?
We do a daily check from April 1st to November 15th when we have the life rings installed out on the piers. It just takes 15 minutes a day to walk down there, ensure that they're in good working order and that they're in their proper place.
And you mentioned sometimes the Sheriff's Department has to replace life rings when they get stolen or go missing. Is that a big expense for you?
It's not very expensive. The price of rope, the price of a new life ring, but it's well worth it in the county sheriff's eyes. If it can save a life, the few dollars that we pay to replace or repair the equipment is definitely worth it.
So right now we've got these rings at the South Pier, which obviously, you know, gets more visitors at the than the North Pier.
For now, I mean, with the lighthouse restoration on the North Pier, they are bringing in more visitors to that pier, and it will only increase.
We're talking with Berrien County Sheriff's Department Chief Deputy Robert Boyce about the life ring program at the South Pier. Now, anything else you want to say about what it means for you personally? I mean, you were telling me sometimes you have to go down there to deal with them.
Yes, to me, it's a great public relations tool. Whenever we go out to check on life rings and make sure that they're in their proper place, it gives us a great opportunity to interact with the community. And once the community finds out what we're out there doing, they feel much safer knowing that the police presence is there and that we have implemented additional life-saving measures for them.
Yeah, you get it. And plus, you know, it gives you an excuse to go down there and tell people not to pier jump, probably.
That's correct. They don't always listen, but a lot of times, they just us walking on the pier, they will think twice about it. Of course, they may do it later on when we leave, but...
Is it actually illegal to pier jump?
No, it's unfortunately not illegal, but it's not very smart.
Right. I've been down there, and I've seen kids doing it. You know they're not supposed to. They do it anyway. But you've got these rings there in case there's an incident. Anything else you want to add about the possibility of St. Joe adding them to the North Pier?
I just think it's a great thing for the community. Anything we can do to prevent an accidental death is well worth the money being spent.
Does the sheriff have any thoughts on the liability side of things?
You know, there's liability in everything we do nowadays, so you're going to get sued one way or the other. So if we can save a life, we're going to do it.
Right. Well, the Coast Guard's asking for this, and they're taking a look at it right now, and I know the Coast Guard will continue to ask for such a feature.
And the city's going to talk to their city attorney and hopefully come up with the results I would expect and want.
So the Sheriff's Department would help them, like, do the inspections and stuff every so often?
Yes, it should be done at least once a day. That's what we do on the South Pier. I mean, the more checks you do, the better off it is. But to help alleviate liability, you got to be able to document you're doing them at least daily.
All right. That was Berrien County Sheriff's Department Chief Deputy Robert Boyce there chatting with me about what the Sheriff's Department might be willing to do to help out the city as they consider this possibility of those life rings. And, you know, there is an argument for not adding them there. There's the whole liability issue. They are responsible for the service once they offer it. You know, there's a cost and things like that. The city staff's taking a look at that right now. And so the Sheriff's Department was on hand at the city meeting where the Coast Guard asked for this feature. And so I caught up with Robert Boyce there, Chief Deputy, following the meeting. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. I thought right now we'd take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk with Lake Michigan College. Coming up this week, tomorrow actually, LMC is going to hold Financial Aid Night. This is where they inform everyone who might be interested in obtaining financial aid to attend classes, how they could do so. You know, these days it costs an arm and a leg to go through college. Fortunately, financial aid is available for people. LMC wants everyone to know this. We'll talk with the financial aid director next segment of the program. If you'd like to weigh in on something we've discussed, send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E at wsjm.com. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Stick around and we will be right back.
Oh, yay!
We are excited to announce something new to the very popular app Town Crier Wire. Introducing Video Newswire. Now, not only can you read local stories that matter to you, you can now watch the top stories happening in Southwest Michigan. Our team of reporters hit the streets with video recording equipment. So when the big news happens, they are there to ask the questions and video record the events and upload them to the app. Then you can watch and see it for yourself.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay!
Video Newswire is a tab you'll find on the home screen inside the app. Click the tab and you'll see all of the video news stories available for you to watch at your convenience. This is unique to Southwest Michigan. There's nothing else like it. If you don't have the app yet, go to your mobile download store, type in Town Crier Wire, and press install. It's that easy. And again, it's free.
Oh yay! Oh yay! Oh yay! There's a new way to read and see your local news today. Just pick up your phone or your tablet too. Go to your store. It's easy to do.
Town Crier Wire?
Town Crier Wire.
Town Crier Wire.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Thanks for tuning in to this Wednesday edition of the program. I am the host today. My name is Andrew Green. Right now, I thought we'd check in with Lake Michigan College. You know, it costs a whole lot to attend college these days, and one way that it can be possible for many young people, probably even a majority of them these days, is to get financial aid. So, Lake Michigan College is holding Financial Aid Night tomorrow at all three of the campuses, Benton Harbor, Niles, South Haven. I had a chance to chat with LMC Financial Aid Director Kamori Duncombe to learn more about what they've got going on and how that could be of use to a young person or really just an older person seeking to further their education. So let's hear what Kamori Duncombe, Financial Aid Director for LMC, had to tell me about tomorrow's Financial Aid Night. Now, coming up at LMC, I see we've got events going on at February 22nd. You're going to sort of help students understanding financial aid system. But tell us what sorts of things you'll be doing at this event.
Yes, we will be helping students with their free application for federal student aid, which is the FAFSA, and we will be helping them fill that out, and we will be also helping them understand the affordability of college. There are so many common myths about college. Who can apply? Am I able to pay for it? People tend to underestimate how much need-based aid, as in aid based on income and financial situation, that they're eligible for, and also overestimate how much merit-based aid based on academic performance, they will receive. And so we're there to just clear that up for them, help them understand a little bit better what state grants there is, what private scholarships work employment, student loans for traditional students, and and much more.
Okay. Great. So who will be on hand there to explain all this information?
We will have our full financial aid staff across all the campuses. So we will have our expert financial aid coordinators to help our students there, all attendees there that day. Yeah.
Okay, so is this at all three LMC campuses?
Yes, this is going to be at the Benton Harbor, Niles, and South Haven campus. All on February 22nd from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Right, you hold these events on a fairly regular basis. Each one's a little different.
Yes, we do. We kind of do it different at different times,
mm-hmm.
At different location, but this is the first time we're going to be offering it all at the same time at the three campuses.
Okay, and if somebody wants to attend, do they need to register, or can anyone just show up?
Attendance is free and open to anyone considering any college or university. They don't have to be planning to attend Lake Michigan College. Just anyone is free to attend once they're thinking of going to college. We are here to help and walk them through the entire process.
Do you have an estimate roughly of how many college students or maybe students at LMC at a typical year would have some form of financial aid?
About 53% of our students do receive some form of financial aid funding.
That's 53?
53%, yes.
Okay, now I know some students may have questions about whether or not they even qualify for aid, but a surprising percentage of them actually do.
Yes, most students do qualify for financial aid.
What's the most common form of it?
Our Pell Grant is the most common, followed by our state grants and then scholarships. And we do have some students who apply for loans.
If a student comes to financial aid night tomorrow, what should they bring?
So they would need to take with them their Social Security card, or if they don't know the number, their alien registration number, their driver's license number. They would also need to take with them their FSA ID. This is an ID that they will need to sign the free application for federal student aid with.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would be good for them to maybe apply for this or look at it beforehand. They can do this at the fsaid.ed.gov site. And so that will be good for them to have that on hand in order to sign, because that's done electronically. Their personal 2016 federal tax returns or IRS W-2s information, if no 2016 return was filed. Mm-hmm. Applicants who are married or might be considered dependent should also bring their spouses or parents' information. All family members are welcome to attend.
And is there a place someone can go to learn more about the financial aid program at LMC before they show up for financial aid night?
You can learn more about the event by visiting our website, mm-hmm. at www.lakemichigancollege.edu. We can do that too. So we can have them contact the Lake Michigan College office,
okay.
directly at 269-927-8112. And also by email, it's finaid, FINAID, at lakemichigancollege.edu.
Okay, that was Kamori Duncombe. She is the LMC Financial Aid Director, talking a little bit there with me about the financial aid night. It is tomorrow at all three LMC campuses, Benton Harbor, Niles, and South Haven. It's scheduled from 6 to 8 p.m. You show up there, you may want to have some personal documents. You should at least know your Social Security number. They'll guide you through the process, tell you about different forms of aid. Lake Michigan College offered more than $600,000 in scholarships in the last academic year. LMC students received more than $9.4 million in federal and state aid during the 2016-2017 academic year. And Kamori there was telling me that represents about 53% of Lake Michigan College students receiving some kind of financial aid in one way or another. So they'll fill everyone in on how you can apply for that. It's actually pretty easy to do, filling out an application for financial aid for anyone thinking of attending Lake Michigan College. I appreciate Camori's time. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. And right now, before we take a break, I thought I'd fill you in on what Benton Harbor School Board trustees did last night. The school board held a meeting. They've held two meetings so far this week. I spent a lot of time at the central administration office. Last night, they got together. They held a couple of closed sessions. One of them was to hear some of the results of an investigation that they've ordered into the use of a $2 million federal safety grant. Now, they came out of that closed session with no comment, so no results to announce from that investigation just yet. Then they went into another closed session to talk with their legal firm about contracting with an accounting firm for managing the business office. The district's financial director is stepping down after a couple of months on the job. She's stepping down for personal reasons. So the board last night opted to shuffle around the district's business office. They voted to contract with Reeman Robson Accounting Firm to manage the finances. I talked with Trustee Joseph Taylor after the meeting. He told me this comes just as the board works to get a strong handle on its finances in general.
Reeman Brothers decided to contract with us to deep dive into our books, because looking at our financial operation plan and everything else, and we want to make sure that our dollars are correct moving forward.
So this comes as the current finance director plans to step down next month for personal reasons not related to any of the other things going on in the district. The Michigan Department of Treasury will pay for Benton Harbor area schools to hire the firm Reeman Robson to manage finances. Here's more from Trustee Joseph Taylor.
The state of Michigan says, well, you've got to have a CFO leaving, so you need someone here until June. After June, we can look at the books, and then the board can go back and reassess and hire our own CFO for that position.
So there you go. Someone new going to be in charge of the business office at Benton Harbor area schools, prepared to help the school board wrap its head around finances. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Time for a break. When we come back, we'll talk with AAA. You know, there's been some flooding around Michigan this week. It's a concern. So AAA put out a statewide flood advisory. They want to make sure that all drivers know what to do when there's roads all over the place covered with water. And we'll chat with AAA spokesperson Susan Hiltz next segment of the program. If you'd like to weigh in on something we've discussed, just send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E at wsjm.com. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Stick around and we will be right back.
Oh yay, oh yay.
We are excited to announce something new to the very popular app Town Crier Wire. Introducing Video Newswire. Now, not only can you read local stories that matter to you, you can now watch the top stories happening in Southwest Michigan. Our team of reporters hit the streets with video recording equipment, so when the big news happens, they are there to ask the questions and video record the events and upload them to the app. Then you can watch and see it for yourself.
Oh yay, oh yay, oh yay.
Video Newswire is a tab you'll find on the home screen inside the app. Click the tab and you'll see all of the video news stories available for you to watch at your convenience. This is unique to Southwest Michigan. There's nothing else like it. If you don't have the app yet, go to your mobile download store, type in Town Crier Wire, and press install. It's that easy. And again, it's free.
Oh yay, oh yay, oh yay. There's a new way to read and see your local news today. Just pick up your phone or your tablet too. Go to your store. It's easy to do.
Town Crier Wire?
Town Crier Wire.
Town Crier Wire.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Thanks for tuning in to this Wednesday edition of the program. This is, of course, the show where we have longer conversations about things you may have heard about recently on WSJM News. If it's shown up in our news coverage, it'll show up on the Our Take. And so far in today's program, we chatted with Berrien County Sheriff's Department Chief Deputy Robert Boyce about life rings and the South Pier. The Sheriff's Department manages and maintains the life rings that are installed at the South Pier in St. Joe. Now that the city of St. Joe is being asked to put some life rings in at North Pier, the Sheriff's Department has offered to handle the maintenance for them. We talked with Chief Deputy Robert Boyce about that on today's show. We also caught up with Lake Michigan College to learn about Financial Aid Night, which is going on tomorrow. Good news for any young people looking to attend college. Help is available. You can contact LMC to learn about how you can apply for financial aid. We also talked a little bit about flooding on today's program. In Mattawan, they are using some sandbags to protect homes from the Mattawan Creek, which runs right through the middle of town. And so, speaking of which, right now I thought we'd check in with AAA. Yesterday, AAA of Michigan put out a statewide advisory, a flood advisory. They want to make sure everybody is safe now that there's flooding going on around the state caused by the melting snow and the rain and the what have you. I talked with AAA spokesperson Susan Hiltz about what drivers need to know this week. Let's hear that conversation now. All right, Susan. So we've got flood warnings going on all over the place here in Michigan this week, and that makes you concerned for drivers.
Oh, definitely. AAA's issued a statewide flood alert, and really what we're calling it kind of a triple threat right now because we've got unseasonably warm temperatures, heavy rains, and a lot of snow that's melting right now. So it's making the road conditions really hazardous for folks. So we're just trying to remind people just some tips for driving on wet roads and just to remind people to be extra safe and cautious out there. Same thing with snow, just different conditions this time.
So what is it that people should know when they're driving around in conditions like this week's?
Well, our AAA tips for driving on wet roads consist of just some real basic things. Avoid standing water and flooded roads at all times. I mean, a lot of people think, oh, I'm going to plow right through, but that could flood your engine, warp your brake rotors, lose your power steering, and short out your electrical components. The other thing we want to remind folks is just slow down and leave room. You don't want to hydroplane into another car. You've got to leave a lot of space. You've got to remember a wet surface makes really a challenge for driving a vehicle. And another thing is to avoid cruise control. It works great in dry conditions, but when you've got the wet, rainy, slippery conditions we've got right now, just don't use it. It's not safe. And last but not least, as always, check your tires. Make sure you've got the right inflation. Make sure you've got the right tread depth, and just make sure you're safe on the road.
Right. You know, I've noticed when there's a lot of rain or a lot of snow, the low tire pressure sensor goes off in my dashboard, and I have to stop someplace and fill up one of my tires.
Well, you know, the temperatures change definitely affects our tire inflation. So that's, you know, if you look at today, we've got like almost spring-like weather today, 60 degrees, which we haven't seen since probably September. You know, so that temperature change has an effect on the inflation of your tires.
Another problem this week is with all the new potholes. You know, if they're covered with puddles of water, you don't even know how bad a pothole is, and you may not even see it.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's another reason to kind of slow down. Make sure you're at least at the no higher than the speed limit, maybe a little bit even lower today. But the potholes and the road conditions we have in Michigan make this even more challenging. And the warming weather is going to have an effect on the roads, too, because that's going to make a lot of the roads change, and the potholes might increase or decrease with the crumbling that's happening around us. So, you know, just some things our drivers can do is, you know, keep your windshields clean inside and out, keep good wipers on there, make sure they're in good condition, keep your headlights clean, and keep that following distance a little bit further away from your vehicle and the one in front of you.
Indeed, and we know a large number of crashes do occur on wet pavement each year around the country.
You're right. National Highway Safety Traffic Administration says that nearly 1.5 million traffic crashes occur each year on wet pavement, and more than 500,000 injuries and close to 6,000 deaths. So, I mean, that's a statistic to keep in the front of your thoughts when you're on the road, is that, you know, don't become a statistic. Let's drive safe, and let's keep those statistics down. Let's keep our roads safe.
We're talking with AAA about the flooding this week. And, Susan, we've been having this flooding pretty much statewide.
Well, you know, I think that what we're seeing is there has been a lot of precipitation across the state, and we really got dumped on with snow a while ago, so it's kind of throughout the states in varying levels, but everybody, let's just drive safe, and you know, we're going into the spring, so we're going to be seeing a lot of rain, and if you look at the forecast, that looks like, you know, going out for the next week, we're going to have a lot of rain on the road, so good reminders for everybody.
All right, that was AAA's Susan Hiltz talking with me yesterday, advising everyone, don't try to drive through a big puddle that's covering a road. You don't even know how deep it is. It doesn't take much water to actually cause a car to wash away. 6 inches of water can cause a small car to wash away, according to the Van Buren County Sheriff's Department. And, you know, there's new potholes all over the place. The road department's trying to catch up with those. But for the time being, if you see a big puddle in the road, for all you know, there could be a bad pothole underneath it. AAA says do not try to drive across a flooded road because you can damage your brake rotors, you can damage electronic components in your vehicle, you can lose your power steering, etc., etc. Keep that in mind. This week, News Talk 94.9 WSJM, this is Our Take, and there's one last thing to talk about today. This is some news out of St. Joseph Public Schools. No, it's not some kind of social media threat. No, this is good. This is good news that came out of St. Joe Public Schools this week. Word went out this week, St. Joe Public Schools is getting it's going to build a brand new robotics facility. They are going to set aside a whole building just for the robotics program at St. Joe's Schools. The new facility will be named the Edward J. Todd Innovation Center. It will be 7,000 square feet right next to the Career and Technical Center of the high school. You'll be able to access it from Lakeview Avenue. The school announced this this week. They said the building will be used by the district's entire robotics program, and they have quite the robotics program at St. Joe's Schools. They've got 12 teams, students from grades 2 all the way through 12. Of course, many of us are familiar with the high school first robotics team, the Average Joes. So the lead donor for this new robotics facility they're going to construct is Edward J. Todd. He is a St. Joe High School grad from the class of 54. The district tells us Mr. Todd has been a strong supporter of improvements for St. Joe Public Schools, which is why the new building is being called the Edward J. Todd Innovation Center. Another backer for the new robotics facility they're going to build at St. Joe Public Schools is the Hansen Family Foundation. The St. Joe Public Schools Board of Education President Amy Port Pierce put out a statement this week. She said the new robotics facility will enhance the success and opportunities of the district's first robotics program and also strengthen the district's emphasis on STEAM education, that's science, technology, engineering, and math. Construction on the robotics facility is expected to start this spring and be finished by the end of the year. So coming up soon, they'll begin work on this new 7,000-square-foot Edward J. Todd Innovation Center. That's great for the kids in the first robotics program. That is an excellent program because it teaches the kids important skills that could be useful later in life. It points their education in the right direction, and also it's just fun for the kids to take part in this program. So coming up soon, this spring, construction begins on the Edward J. Todd Innovation Center, supported by graduate Edward J. Todd, as well as the Hansen Foundation. The St. Joe Schools Foundation told us that without those donations, this facility would not be possible. It should be finished by the end of the year. I can't wait to see what kind of interesting things happen in that facility. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. That does it for today's edition of Our Take. Tomorrow, we'll talk with the Berrien Community Foundation about their scholarships. They're taking applications now. The deadline is approaching. They've got some new scholarships this year. We'll learn about that on tomorrow's Our Take. We'll also talk with the Berrien County Road Department about potholes. I had a chance to catch up with the new road director for the county. And we'll talk with Michigan State Police about how you can keep yourself prepared for floods, because flooding is what we're dealing with all throughout Michigan this week. And if you'd like to weigh in on something we've discussed, just send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E at wsjm.com. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. That does it for today's edition of Our Take. I have been your host today. My name is Andrew Green. Thanks for tuning in. We should be back same time, same station tomorrow. In the meantime, have a fantastic rest of your day.